this were a Failure Friday episode, we're talking about soap here, I might say something about how the profits washed away or went down the drain, something to that effect. But even though I'm disappointed to not be able to use that pun, it's actually much better for the business owner because this is a Throwback Thursday segment. Everything's going okay in their business. Everything's going well, in fact. Well, there's a number of updates. You'll hear from them directly. But the point is, it's not a failure, not a disaster. So let's take an in-depth look at somebody whose story has evolved since we first featured them. That's what it's all about here on Side Hustle School every Thursday. Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now? Let's see, what did we do last week? Last week, we heard from a voice actor who uses Fiverr to build his portfolio before trying his hand at the booming video game industry. And that was also a special leap year episode, February 29th, which only comes around, well, you know, every 4 years. We're back on track now, normal date, episode 2623. We're going to revisit the story of a New England soap maker who turns a small artisanal craft into a thriving business. As noted, what has happened since we first heard from them? Well, let's see. This is Eliza. Let's hear from Eliza. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Eliza, and my experience into the world of soap making started in my small kitchen in New England, inspired by the region's rich history of craftsmanship and natural beauty. When I first shared my story, I was experimenting with recipes and techniques, selling my soaps at local farmers markets. Today, my business has blossomed into something else, maintaining its roots in tradition while embracing the new. My initial soaps were simple, made with locally sourced ingredients like wildflower honey, lavender, and sea salt. They were a hit at local markets, but I knew I needed to expand my reach. That's when I embraced online marketing. I built a website and started using social media to share my soap-making process, which resonated with people who valued transparency and natural products. One of the unique challenges I faced was scaling production without losing the artisanal quality that set my soaps apart. I invested in slightly larger equipment that maintained the handcrafted approach but increased efficiency. I also started collaborating with local artisans, incorporating their crafts like hand-carved wooden soap dishes and woven washcloths into my product line. A significant turning point was when I decided to create a limited edition soap inspired by New England's autumn foliage. It was a blend of maple, cinnamon, and apple essences, and the response was highly positive. This launch wasn't just successful in sales. It set the tone for my seasonal collections, which became highly anticipated among my customers. Navigating the e-commerce world was a learning curve. I focused on creating an engaging online shopping experience, from the aesthetics of the website to the personal notes I included in each order. I used email newsletters to keep my customers informed about new products, soap making workshops, and special offers. One heartwarming aspect of my business has been community involvement. I've conducted soap making workshops at local schools and community centers, sharing my craft and passion for natural products. These workshops not only helped in marketing my business, but also in building a loyal local customer base. For those aspiring to start a small craft-based business, my advice is to find the balance between tradition and modernity. Stay true to your craft, but don't shy away from using digital platforms to reach a wider audience. And most importantly, let your passion shine through your products. Today, my soap-making business is not just about selling soaps. It's about offering a slice of New England's natural charm. Each bar of soap holds a story of tradition, nature, and a passion turned into a livelihood. As I look to the future, I'm excited to continue this journey, crafting products that cleanse and connect.
Big thanks to Eliza for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of well over 1,000 stories, more than 2,600 total episodes now. Thank you so much for being out there. Thanks for your support. You're amazing. We make this podcast for you every day. Notes and resources on the website, sidehustleschool.com. I'm sharing every day on social media. Would love to connect wherever you are. And of course, I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.